You're listening to B2B Revenue Acceleration, a podcast dedicated to helping software executives stay on the cutting edge of sales and marketing in their industry. Let's get into the show.
Looking to grow your pipeline? Download the free SDR handbook from Operatix for insider tips and expert advice on how to launch, grow, and manage a successful sales development team. Head to operatix.net/SDR-handbook/ to download now.
Hi, welcome to B2B Revenue Acceleration. My name is Aurélien Mottier, and I'm here today with Katharina Hoare, VP of Marketing at Operatix. How are you today, Katharina?
I'm good, Ray. I'm always behind the scenes, and now I'm good. You know, what an honor.
Absolutely. We're just taking you from the shadow to the front of the scene now, which is absolutely fantastic. And we want to talk to you, and we wanted to invite you because you and your team, you and IFA in particular, have built something pretty, pretty cool for Operatix, which is the SDR handbook that recently was brought out. And I think it was... the content was not gated, so it's pretty much you giving to the market, being altruist with the rest of the world. But before we speak about the SDR handbook, it'd be wonderful if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself, Katharina. Or we should call you Kat, really, because it's what we call you on a day-to-day basis. I know you very well, but some of our audience don't know you, so please, who is Kat?
Yes. So I'm Kat. I'm the VP of Global Marketing Operatix. I've been with the company for 7 years now, Ray.
How nice.
I know.
It's my lucky number, 7.
Oh, it is mine as well. There we go.
We're going to do some great stuff this year.
Yeah, no, always exciting. Always cool stuff going on. Yeah, so, and I've got a bit of an interesting journey at Operatix because I actually started as an SDR. I moved from Brazil to the UK in 2015. And at the time, I needed a job where I could speak German or Portuguese because my English wasn't great at the time. So that's how I landed in an SDR role at Operatix, having worked in sales and marketing before moving to the UK. It was a big dream of mine to go back into marketing, which is the career that I always loved. And then after 6 months in an SDR role, I was lucky enough to join the marketing team at Operatix as a marketing manager. And then I made my way up. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And it's been a fun ride. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to be part of the Operatix family and see the company growing.
You forgot to mention your seat at the board as well. This is quite a bit of an achievement last year. I don't think you can go higher than that. We'll have to think about what's next.
I know. No. That was a pretty cool move in my career, of course. I'm the first female board member at Operatix. And obviously, marketing being at a board is something that is very, very special to me. So yeah, I appreciate the company's recognition of the power of marketing.
Yeah, it's all well deserved. Could you start by introducing us the, you know, the SDR handbook? Why was it created, or who was it created for? You know, just give us a little bit of context, because not everybody may be fully aware, or not all the people listening to us may be fully aware. So yeah, let's start from the bottom.
Yeah, of course. So the SDR handbook, essentially the way we see it is a bit of a Bible of sales development. Don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But Operatix has hired, onboarded, trained over 1,000 SDRs along our journey of 11 years in business. And there is a lot of learnings. There is a lot of knowledge that we could share. And we just wanted to give away a bit of our secret sauce, because often what happens, Ray, is companies, they need to build more pipeline and they don't know if how they go about it, right? So do they build a team internally? Do they outsource? Do they rely on inbound leads and build their marketing engine out? And often companies underestimate how much actually goes into building and developing and managing an SDR team. So we wanted to put it all in writing and give people a bit of a recipe of what it actually means and everything that you need to know to be able to build and manage an SDR team. So they can make the best decision if they should build a team in-house, outsource it. It also serves as a bit of a guide, because there is a lot of sales development teams out there and they often want to benchmark themselves. Like, are we doing the right things? Are we using the right technologies? Is there anything that we're missing? Are our reps performing according to benchmarks? And, you know, so I think it's one, to teach people how to do it, and two, be a source of benchmarks and, you know, sharing knowledge around what worked, what doesn't work, what people should look out for whenever they are building or managing an SDR team.
Yeah. So there is 50 pages and I believe 8 chapters or 9 chapters. Yeah. 8 chapters, yeah. So how did you break down the content? You know, can you give us like an overview? I think you mentioned some of it with the recruitment, the onboarding, but just take us through the 8 chapters.
Yeah, sure. I think if we summarize Whenever you think of a sales development team, you have to think of people, processes, and technology, right? So everything starts with people. So our first chapter covers everything around recruiting. Where do you find SDRs? What are the characteristics that they need? What does a successful SDR team look like? What's the process of hiring? So we've got a fantastic recruitment team internally at Operatics. And we spoke to our head of talent acquisition, Kitty, and she kind of walked us through the whole process of how to find and recruit good SDR talent. The second chapter is about kind of the SDR fundamentals. So how do you understand what customers, what your ICP is, your target personas, the value proposition, how do you go about cold emailing, cold calling? So there is the whole kind of training and onboarding piece on the second chapter. Then we go into tools. What's the tech stack that you need for an SDR team? How big is your budget? How big should your tech stack be? How much do you need to rely on automation? How much should be manual? So there is a lot of information around the tools. The fourth chapter is around SDR management. What are the things that you need to do to make sure that your team is performing well? So all of the kind of coaching elements, metrics, and all of these things. The next chapter is about comp plan. So how should SDRs be paid? What should they be compensated on? Then the following one is around KPIs and metrics. So how many meetings should an SDR book? What should the conversion rate be? What are the typical conversion rates from inbound leads, from outbound leads? What sort of level of activity can you expect from an SDR? What's the ratio from manager to SDR and all of these things? And a lot of this content is backed up by research as well. So we partnered with Pavilion, for example, for the last 2 years, and they conduct a survey called the State of Sales Development. So there is a lot of information that we also got from the market to back up all of this information. And then the last chapter is about the team structures. And if you should essentially build a team in-house or if you should outsource, you know, of some companies aren't even aware that you can outsource that part of the kind of pipeline generation. So we wanted to just shed some light around when it's a good idea to outsource, when it's a better idea to have it in-house, or if you should go for a hybrid model. So this is essentially the 8 chapters. And we had some fantastic feedback from people that have read through the whole book, which is fantastic. You know, obviously, there's a lot of information to digest. But so far, we had over 1,200 downloads. So it really, really had a great impact from the market. And people are just finding it very useful, which is exactly what we were expecting from it.
Good, good. Well, so you spoke about the people here and the people who read it, the 1,000+ download and stuff. Did you have like a persona in mind when you wrote the end book as to who should be the reader? Who was that?
Yeah. So I would say we would probably break it down in 3 kind of personas. So marketing leaders, because often the pipeline generation falls on the marketers. Mm-hmm. And often marketers, they will be very good in all the marketing activities of generating the inbound leads. But sometimes they find it a bit more difficult to manage SDR teams or kind of understand the dynamics of how that should work. So marketing leaders, one, sales leaders, of course, because they ultimately need to generate that pipeline. So that's kind of the second bucket. And then the third one is SDR leaders. So, you know, SDR managers, heads of sales development, people that have that really actually go and manage the teams, because depending on the size of the company, you will have a dedicated person that will be managing the team, the SDR teams. And in some cases, they don't have a dedicated person. It's just the head of sales or the head of marketing that will be managing those teams. So these are kind of the general audiences. And then even like founders and CEOs are finding it interesting, because especially like startups, they often don't really know where to start and they need a bit of a kind of blueprint of how to go about it. Yeah, startup founders is another kind of audience that found it quite relevant.
Yeah, it seems that even some of our competitors liked it, because I was told yesterday that some are sharing it as part of their own content as well. So obviously they do refer to us, but it's kind of cool that we've got the accolade from the industry, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, Rhea, I think this is great, because it is a way to validate the and kind of elevate the importance of sales development, you know? I think there is a lot of negativity that sometimes goes around like cold calling and cold emailing and but like, this is such a hard work, right? And I think if we can elevate the profession of and the category of sales development, then great, I'm happy for the competitors to share it. It's public knowledge, right? It's out there. Yeah.
And what brought the team to put the ebook together? Because I know that it took you a bit of time, guys. You went through lots of meetings, lots of interviews internally with different parts of the business. So yeah, what brought you together to write the ebook, guys?
I think we obviously, I'm part of lots of business communities and kind of sales and marketing communities, especially in SaaS. And so many questions come up in these communities around like, oh, how do you go about doing this? And what are the metrics we should look at? What is the things that we should can compare it with? So it was really a lot of, it was just listening to the market and understanding what it is that people wanted to know and what do they care about. I think that was kind of one thing that motivated us. And I really liked reading the sales acceleration formula, for example, which really is kind of a handbook about how to go about kind of the whole sales process. So the sales acceleration formula kind of inspired us to build the SDR handbook because we wanted it to be something very specific within our industry and our category. So yeah, definitely like inspiration from the people that were really kind of thirsty for this sort of information. And then the format of the handbook was inspired on the sales acceleration formula.
Yeah. Sales acceleration formula for people listening to us, a book from Mark Roberge, I believe.
Yeah.
Who was the chief revenue officer of HubSpot and, you know, there from pretty much day one. So really building and scaling a sales team is a really cool book. Lots of good information. And it's funny because actually through a Pavilion, which is a community that you mentioned, there is a CEO community as part of Pavilion, which I'm part of. And we were invited to have a conversation with Brian, who was the founding CEO of HubSpot. And it's truly impressive the similarities between our business. I know, obviously, HubSpot is a technology platform, but it's also its similarities in the sense that you need to put content, you need to put some work in that platform to make it work, right? Yeah. And they add a similar situation to us, which is word of mouth. People using HubSpot very well, we would get fantastic results. Their friends hear that and think, okay, I just need to buy a license of HubSpot. I'll put it on, press again, the leads will come. Now you need to put some work in. I was thinking that's pretty much, you know, the same for us. It's all good. You need to consistently put the work in order to keep the team going. So yeah, great company HubSpot, obviously, and great book, the Sales Acceleration Formula. Really encourage everybody to read it. So at Operatics, we've got a fair amount. So the people that you interviewed, I believe you had Joe Graves, who is our head of training, coach, done a little bit of everything when it comes to helping people and managing resources and helping people to get better at their job. We've got Kitty, which she's just about to come back from maternity leave. We can't wait to have her back. But we've done some great, 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 great work in finding talents for Operatics with our team. I believe you, who else did you interview?
Michael Hansen as well.
Okay. So you had an external.
Yeah. So Michael, he shared his knowledge around email sequences and kind of cadences. There is a lot of content in there also because obviously throughout our years, we have recorded podcasts and blogs and all of like different sort of resources that we share in the book as well. So there is, we talked to Sam Nelson, for example, from that used to be from Outreach.
Yes.
Kyle Coleman about SDR effectiveness. Ollie from VanillaSoft about like email best practices. So there is a lot of additional content that we share as well from external sources that we found really useful, that is kind of, we have a bit of a kind of resource library in each of the chapters where people can then go and listen, watch or read more about specific topics in there. Because it's endless, right? Honestly, when we came to the end of the book, we like, oh, well, we could have covered that, but we should have talked about that. So watch this space. We may have an edition two coming up.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to do a few chapters. It's going to be like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So you mentioned yourself, there is lots of advice, there is lots of input in that book. Let's say I'm listening to this and I want to build up my, I want to start from scratch. I want to build a team from scratch. What would be the main practical advice that you think we've got in the ebook that would help someone who would want to build their team from scratch?
I mean, I would say in every single chapter, there will be some good information, but I think for me, the most important thing is to actually realize how hard it is, Ray. Because people think like, all right, we need pipeline, let's hire an SDR. Okay.
Trust me. I realized that a few years ago.
You know.
It's painful. It's painful because you are in between resources. Obviously, you've got clients. You've got clients who are under pressure sometimes. And it's pipeline. It's visible. It's in your face. And it depends on the stage of the organization. So you also have the product maturity to take into consideration. You've got expectations of people to take into consideration. There is the handshake between sales and marketing to take into consideration. So if you look at our risks checklist from an operational perspective, and even if we try to go through it as diligently as we can, There's also things that are outside of your control, which is the market, which is what's happening in between company merger, acquisition. So yeah, it's not an easy function. It's not an easy business, but that's why we're here. You know, we're here to make it a little bit simpler. We need to take the pain away.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's tough. So first thing is tough.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think is the toughest? Do you think is, would you say is in the recruitment, is in the ongoing management? Or
I think just like anything. So for example, if we were to buy an, I don't know, a new CRM system or a new system to automate whatever, if you just buy the software and you don't have actually the processes in place and the data in there to make it work, it's just not going to work. You're not going to see that right. That's the same with an SDR. If you decide we need an SDR team or we need to hire an SDR to generate meetings for us because we need more pipeline, you can't just hire the SDR and expect them to get going. You need to train them. You need to give them a script. You need them to understand what the playbook is, what the value proposition is. They are humans, right? So you have to deal with, I don't know, they have their personal issues going through. So you need to manage them on a professional level, on a personal level. You need to understand what motivates them. So I think like the hardest bit, Ray, if you were to ask me, is probably the people element, right? Because that's the hardest one to manage. So it's not like we hire an SDR and job done. No, you need to empower them. You need to train them. You need to manage them. You need to make sure that they will have a fulfilled career in your company. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think like hiring an SDR expecting miracles is not going to happen. And so many times companies do that and then they realize it's hard and they come to our projects.
It's a bit difficult sometimes. I'd say, you know, most SDR BDRs are fantastic people, but there is also the one that are starting and need a bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, they made the months, 2 months, 3 months. Find their click, find the things that get them into gear, and then they become exceptional. It's actually quite rare that we've got top performer that were great from the get-go. It's very, very rare. Usually, performer takes 3 months, 6 months to really develop into that top performer. So I do really agree with what you just said. But yeah, coming back to the person who wanted to build that team from scratch, practical advice, where would we go? So being careful on the recruitments.
If you think about the three things I mentioned, people, processes, and technology, always make sure that you're covered on all of the fronts. So people element, make sure you hire the right talent, find the right sort of, you know, characteristics within somebody, and make sure there is somebody managing and coaching that person. So, you know, that's the people element. The processes, obviously, there needs to be very clear processes around, for example, let's say part of the SDR's job is to follow up on inbound leads. What's the expectation in terms of conversions? What's the SLA in terms of how quickly the follow-up needs to be done? How is the lead handover process? How does the lead go from the SDR to the AE? What sort of reports you need to put in place and all of these things? So there is that kind of the process element. And then the technology, obviously, you know, you need at least a sales navigator license, some sort of data platform, some sort of sales engagement tool, some sort of CRM. So, you know, the complexity of tools is massive, right? So who is going to be setting up those tools? Who is buying them? Who is integrating, reporting, and all of these things? So, yeah, I think if we summarize people, processes, and tech, that's kind of the high level of what goes into an SDR function. And then all of the intricacies obviously go deeper into it in the book.
Yeah, and I think they go in that order. You need to find the right people first. Then you need to define your processes. And then eventually after that, you've got to go to the technology. Unfortunately, we see too many people buying the technology first without practice. And you end up industrializing something that is not working. You don't have a blueprint. So yeah, technologies are great, but they should be giving you time back when you know what you are doing and not before. So that's a good way to put it together. Look, Katharina, thank you so much for all your input. Where can people find your handbook to download? And if anyone wants to get in touch with you to discuss further, if anyone wants to do some content with us as well, and you know, the things that we've done with Pavilion, I think we've done some stuff with Stan Bound as well and David Delaney. So we've done a fair amount of kind of co-branded stuff. And what we want to do for the people listening to us is always be on the bleeding edge of the industry, try to be a little bit different from the rest of the crowd as well. So really keen, you know, and I know Katharina is super keen and curious about what's happening in the market. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, Katharina, for general conversation, speaking about operatics, speaking about the SDR handbook, potentially doing some co-op type of content together, what is the best way to get hold of you, Katharina?
Right. So it's easy to find me on LinkedIn. So Katharina Hoch, I'm probably the only one there. If you want to read the SDR handbook, it's operatics.net/SDR-handbook. And it's a free download. We don't need your email address. You know, we just want to spread the content out there. So
spread the love.
Free to download, no gates. And I just also wanted to give a massive shout out to Aoife. She's our content marketing manager. She did an amazing job in actually putting that whole content together. So kudos to Aoife.
She's done very well, Aoife.
For that. But yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn and operatics.net. There is a lot more of resources around sales development, pipeline, marketing, sales, everything around B2B tech. And keep listening to our podcast. There is a lot of cool information and great guests that we bring on here as well. So I think these are the best ways to kind of keep in touch with us.
And if you're not German, Hoch is H-O-C-H. I mean, exactly. I will never spell it like that if you say my name is Kevin. So Katharina, H-O-C-H. She is the only one. Very unique. Thank you so much, Katharina. It was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I'm probably going to see you in the office later on this week.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to see you soon. And let's do that again very soon.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ray. Appreciate it. Take care.
You've been listening to B2B Revenue Acceleration. To ensure that you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
Looking to grow your pipeline? Download the free SDR handbook from Operatics for insider tips and expert advice on how to launch, grow, and manage a successful sales development team. Head to operatics.net/SDR-handbook/ to download now.